The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
You may have seen a survey earlier today from the Irish League of Credit Unions, who are saying back to school expenses are leaving parents in debt on top of the normal difficult rising cost of living. One of those costs include the price of school uniforms. Parents are having to buy specific school jumpers, even branded named shoes, the works. Is it time standardised and cheaper uniforms across the board are introduced at primary and second level schooling? So we're joined to discuss this by Siobhan O'Neill White, who's from the parenting website mams.ie, and are also joined by Eric Nelligan, who is a school teacher in St Munchan's, a well-known school, of course, in Corbally, Limerick. Siobhan, if I could come to you first, thanks for coming onto the Hard Shoulder. I mean, this school uniform thing has been bouncing around as a topic for years, but what's really kind of catalysed it now is the extra costs that people are struggling with as families generally. It's the last year they ever want to see a very expensive uniform. So do you think this is going to come under scrutiny like never before?
This has come under scrutiny for the last 10 years, and the government, they do nothing. The education ministers do absolutely nothing. Standardise the uniforms in schools to, you know, schools have a free rein. They can have whatever kind of uniform they want. There will be some collaboration to a certain extent with parents, but generally the school sets the uniforms and where the uniforms need to come from. And the big problem is a lot of schools have a crested uniform and they tell parents that they must buy from the school's recommended supplier. So, you know, there's kickbacks going on there because you're only allowed to go to one shop and you have to buy everything in that shop. That in itself...
Well, we don't know that, just to be that particular... We don't want to say that on the air, if at all possible. I don't think that's something we want to talk about. But can I ask you the more general point, which is, would standardised uniforms save a lot of money? I mean, they're got bound to be at least 30, 40% cheaper.
More than that. My child's PE uniform for school is €140 for PE. That's not for the actual uniform. So the PE kit has to come from O'Neill's Sportswear. The uniform has to come from a certain store. So there's ways around it. You can find, most towns will have a really good store which will do like embroidery, like a haberdashery kind of a thing. And you can buy a standard uniform tracksuit in, you know, Dunn's, Tesco, Aldi, Lidl, one of those places, and you can have the school crest embroidered on, usually for around €5. So if you are under financial pressure, which a lot of us are, that's a great way to do it.
And Siobhan, can I put the other perspective? One of my jobs here is to put different arguments to our guests, and one of them would be each school has a unique ethos, has a unique history.
Yeah.
A lot of that story is told through the uniform, the colours, the design, the look, the crest. You know, that's what makes the school unique. Have you any sympathy with that argument at all?
Do you think that a school telling a parent that their child needs to have a pair of shoes that cost €100 has in any way got something to do with the history of that school?
Well, I don't personally, but I know principals who do.
Well, then it's great that principal is on a salary where that principal doesn't have to scrimp and save to buy the €100 shoes. So I think we need to really look at the fact that families, particularly this year, and I still keep going back to Rory Quinn, he promised to standardise the uniforms, he promised it would all be generic, we were going to get rid of all the crested uniforms, did nothing, nothing changed, parents are in the same situation. So parents have to look for ways to be clever, they have to look for when is there a sale on in, you know, say Marks and Spencer will have their 20% off, or Dunn's will have a 3 for 2, whatever. Parents have to be really savvy about when and how. And actually, when I was speaking with your researcher earlier, he was saying, you know, we're early kind of coming to this topic. But no, back to school starts in May for parents. People start shopping in May. They start to get the offers, 3 for 2, the 20%. Those offers tend to happen early on in the summer. And if you leave it until August, you know, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no. So, and as you know, the quick growth spurts of children means you don't get, you know, that time doesn't stand still in terms of being fitted out as well physically.
Well,
just bear with me a second.
Siobhan,
I'll come back to you in a second. I just want to bring in our second guest, who's a school teacher and an AIM2 representative, who's Eric Nelligan. Eric, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hard Shoulder.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Now, you've heard a few different perspectives from Siobhan there. This is just not the right time, if there's ever a good time, to have very decorative, grand uniforms that are very particular, that you can only go to one supplier for. What's your own view on this?
Look, I think Siobhan is verbalising what every parent in the country is feeling. like costs that Siobhan had mentioned there are astronomical. And I suppose the advice I can give the parents is get involved in your parents' council. Parents wield a lot. They have the potential to wield a nice bit of influence over the school, and make sure you then work on your school principal, work on your school deputy principal to get the costs rolled. Look, I'm a parent. Just this week, I'm one of those organised parents. I bought the uniform for my daughter, and it wasn't as much as Siobhan spoke about, but it was hard. It was a lot of money. Look, we know there are, according to government figures, there are 660,000 people in poverty, and 200,000 older children. So that's a lot of children whose parents are in poverty, and paying that type of money to go back to school is financially crippling. Your introduction spoke about getting in touch with the credit union. That's the little fact. Like,
but you're making a very interesting point, which is nobody is being compelled in the sense of there is a parents' council, there is a board of management. So presumably in the schools that have these other types of non-standardised uniforms, somebody somewhere in the system is presiding over this and each year persists with it, right? So there are people who can change this. It's not necessarily government level, it's school level, right?
Well, if your boss told you to do something, you do it. So if the Minister for Education, if Minister Foley came along and said every school in the country, if they directed every principal to make standardised uniforms, it would be done, I can promise you. But if Minister Foley and previous ministers, Minister Harris and Minister Rory Quinn before that, if they wash their hands of it and let schools go off, people are inclined to take the easy option. So schools don't want, like, schools are exceptionally busy. Principals don't want to be having to deal with extra work of ordering uniforms and sorting that stuff out. So if somebody else can do it, that's what's happening at the moment.
Why does it persist? Is it possible? And look, this is just a theory of mine, but in the case of fee-paying schools in particular, this is a socially aspirational phenomenon. People want to show, and maybe the parents, maybe even the teenagers, they want to show they're in a particular school. I mean, do you think that is part of this at all, even though it's not widely discussed?
Well, look, from my perspective, and from a teaching perspective, and from an A&2 perspective, there is nothing wrong with having a generic shirt, a generic T-shirt, a generic trousers or skirt or whatever it is. They can be generic out. There's nothing can stop that. You can have obviously every school, I think it's right that a different school would have a different coloured uniform and allow the option of putting on a crest as Siobhan spoke about earlier. That can be easy attained, and that's what we want to do. We want to make going back to school less expensive. The credit union have said it costs €1,200 per primary school child, €1,500 per secondary school. That's astronomical. That's a lot of money. I don't know what, like, people here listening make different amounts of money, but I can promise you if I had to pay when my daughter gets to secondary school and you have to pay €1,500 for her to go back, that's a fortnight's pay.
There's no denying the amounts involved. Yeah. We've got a few texters giving us suggestions, but we'll leave our two guests for the moment. Siobhan O'Neill, who runs the mams.ie parenting website, and you heard the other voice there, Eric Nelligan, who's a secondary school teacher, and he's also an AIM2 representative, both with some interesting perspectives. One texter saying, as a teacher and a parent, school uniforms save money and even out the financial differences between students, but standardised uniforms are urgently needed. Another texter says, Emmett, I have to say, looking across the Irish Sea, we're very lucky with the Irish politicians we have. We'll have more of that later on, by the way. And here's a very practical suggestion. We've organised a second-hand uniform sale this year. So it's a bit like the hand-me-downs, but done collectively through the school. It was highly successful, says the texter. The quicker they dump Boris, the better for us. Hopefully someone with a bit more cop on will run. Okay, well, I'm not sure you're going to get what you wish for there. If you've seen some of his cabinet colleagues, you might be jumping from the frying pan into the fire. But we'll keep that particular story running throughout the show. You don't need to go anywhere else up until 7 o'clock. Whatever happens in the UK, we will be documenting it. But now this.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.